Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah He, will now list the next Avera that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah that a person receives Sekila for, which is somebody who curses Hashem. Mishnah says, HaMegadef, somebody who blesses Hashem. We're going to use the Lashon Naki, that type of language, because you don't want to talk about Hashem, about cursing Hashem. Eno hayav ad shefaresh et Hashem. That person would not be obligated to be executed until he actually says the name of Hashem. In other words, he can't hear somebody else say the name of Hashem and then curse. Rather, he'd have to say the name and he'd have to say a curse together. Those have to be together as one. A Bet Din is not allowed to punish somebody unless they have clear testimony about what that person did. But when it comes to the witnesses repeating the story about how a person cursed Hashem, it gets very sensitive because you don't want to have the witnesses come and repeat the name of Hashem with the curse. So how would they solve this problem? Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha says, Bechol yom danin et ha'edim bekinui. Every day of the trial, the judges, when they were talking with the witnesses, would not use the name of Hashem. Rather, they would use a substitute name. For example, Dake Yoseh et Yoseh. They would ask, did he say that Yoseh should strike Yoseh? They would use the word Yoseh in the name instead of the name of Hashem. The Yoseh is four letters, like the holy name of Hashem, the Shema Meforash or Yod Kevavke, and also the Gematria of Yoseh equals 86, which is the same Gematria as Elohim. So they would ask him, they would not use Hashem's name, but they would talk negatively, and they would use a substitute name instead, Nigman Hadin. But when the discussion was over, and they were ready to give a bottom line verdict that the person was guilty, Lohorgim Bikinu, they couldn't kill the person based on a substitute name in the testimony. They have to actually hear the witnesses clearly repeat what he heard. Elam motzi'im et kol ha'adam lahutz. What they would do is they would remove everybody who was unnecessary in the room. They would remove them from the court. V'sho'alim et ha'gadol shebahen. And they would ask the senior witness, v'omrim lo emor ma sheshamata beferush. And they would tell him, tell us clearly and explicitly what you heard from the person who committed the crime. V'hu amen. And he tells them here, clearly, the curse word and the name of Hashem. V'hadayanim omdim al raglehen. And when the judges hear the curse with Hashem's name, they would stand up on their feet. V'kor'in v'lo me'ahin. And they would tear their clothing. They would tear kiri'ah. And when they tore their clothing, they would never be allowed to sew it up because of the tragedy that occurred. It's considered to be something that's so bad, you can't even sew it up afterwards. You have to have those clothes with a rip in them. V'asheni omer af ani kamohu, v'ashelishi omer af ani kamohu. Then the second witness who was there, he wouldn't repeat everything, but he would say, I heard the same thing. And the third witness as well would say, I heard the same thing. And at that point in time, they could accept the testimony and they would have this person killed.